Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, FRS joins together again in Opening Sunday. Reverend Rebecca introduces the September ministry theme of connection. Her sermon is titled, And. Have a listen.
So in my notes, in order to have us finish in an hour, as we try to do when we have our children with us, I'm supposed to finish talking in 3 minutes. Sometimes it's easier to talk for 25 minutes than three. So I've written this sermon, and actually I'm not supposed to do what I'm supposed to do. We're never supposed to tell you, like, how we got to where we are. And I'm going to tell you anyway, I've written this sermon three times, each of which had many, many versions. I was going to use Mr. Potato Head. Does anybody know Mr. Potato Head? And this is Mrs. Tater, though I don't want you to let the size of the female fool you. I was going to use them because they illustrate how we can put things together in ways that don't always necessarily go where we thought that they would go. And then this morning, in my time of meditation and prayer, I wrote what I'm going to say instead, if I can read my writing. So mostly I'll speak from my heart. So about 2.5 years ago, I took a week-long training with a group called Visions, Inc. And some of you may have heard of them in Cambridge. Their entire purpose is to teach folks how to learn to live with differences. It's held in the context of the fact that we are living in an increasingly liquid world, a world which is no longer into our boxes. You can call this multicultural, multiracial, multi-whatever, but it is a world that where binary thinking no longer works. And so we need new skills. We need new ways of being. We cannot live into newness by doing what we've always done. Right? There's a saying in the rooms of recovery that insanity is when we keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. Someone said, no, I think Albert Einstein said that. I said, well, whatever it is, it's true. One of the most powerful things that I took away from that week with Visions is this concept of a simple word, which is and. So it is both and world. This is not how most of us were taught to live. We were taught, right, that there is a right and a wrong, a good and a bad, that the goal is to find the way, the answer, the solution, the understanding. Now, this may work if we are with people who are entirely like us. Maybe. However, even then, it doesn't work well, and it certainly doesn't work well when we are with people who are holding differences from us. Because here's the thing that we're not told about, right? Yes, we can seek truth. We can seek our truth. Truth is relative. Truth is based on context. It's based on your experiences. It's based on your worldview. It's based on where you grew up, what color your skin is, what your family norms were, right? There isn't a way. And the most powerful thing we can begin to do is hold the possibility that we today have to live in a world that is both. And. So you can start very simply with yourself, because this isn't as easy as it sounds, right? Shows up in two difficult ways within ourselves. One part is things contradict themselves, right? So things contradict themselves. I love being with people, and I'm an introvert. Right? Things contradict themselves all the time. We, as Unitarian Universalists, uphold the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And there are things people do that go against our values. So how do we respond to that? If we're truthful. So too, because there's this perfectionism that dominates, particularly in, I shall say, almost exclusively white culture, we decide what parts of ourselves are acceptable, good, presentable, what parts of ourselves we bring out, and what parts of ourselves we don't. St. Thomas, in the Gospel of St. Thomas, it is said that that which we bring forth will save us, and that which we do not will kill us. It doesn't work to have genuine, beloved community of real, authentic relationships when we are leaving more than half of ourselves at the door or in our subconscious. So why is the word "and" so important? It's important because the binary approach to worldviews literally no longer works. It's important because here in this congregation this year, it's about deepening. To deepen in our spirituality, to deepen in our relationships, right? We have to be able to be whole and to exist with things that are different. As we discern our mission and vision, we need to be able to sit with people having different priorities than ours, different opinions, different desires. We need to find ways to reconcile within ourselves that we can be spiritual and religious. We can be activists and contemplative. We can be good, holy people with many broken parts. We will disagree here. Hallelujah. We will disagree. Hallelujah. If we don't disagree, someone's not speaking the truth. We're going to have all parts of ourselves that we might want to hide. And here they're welcome when you're ready. When you're ready, they're welcome. Hallelujah. Right? This world in its increasing polarity, can this be a place where it is all welcome? How much longer are we going to live apart and think it's ever going to get us where we want to be? So all of yourselves is welcome. All of our opinions are welcome. All of us. And to do so, we must learn to listen, be honest, live with discomfort and ambiguity, and trust. And my friends, I believe we can do that here, imperfectly, and we can. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. What parts of your life have been divided, and how might things change if you brought them together? Are you more comfortable in the beginning, middle, or end stages of a journey, and why? Where might you grow more comfortable? Where or when do you experience a sense of wholeness in your life? We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.